eats a bird, a tordika bird, b'chayeh, when it's alive, so lachar is b'chol shu, yichayeh b'na kol shu. Rashi says, mishum eivim minachay, av yis eivim minachay, it's alive. Alma, what do you see? Leibin and be'kezayit, you see clearly, you do not have to have a kezayit to be over the aveira of eivim minachay. But in misoso, if the bird dies, it comes in aveira, and now you eat from it b'kezayis, yoni chay, you only get magos, you eat the kezayis shaboy. So Rashi says, the b'nevel achilik siv, v'chol achilik b'kezayis, bar, excluding yevim minachay, to re-be-kruom, the kropar ar-eva l'chudei. On the use of Eva Menachai, the Yikr of Torah was makbar upon it should be an Eva. To see clearly, Yichai for Eva Menachai, even on Sadek Hazayis. Or Tumeya though, by a Tzipa, by a Tumeya Dika bird, Bein Bechayeh, Bein Bemisasa Bechoshu. He you Eva, even Bemashu, is Navera. Rashi says, Tumeya, Bein Bechayeh, Bein Misasa Bechoshu. Chayif, why the bury he? Somebody eat the whole bird, it's a burial. For a Tzrich Hashir, Kretnan, Deel, Oed, Awaken. Biyachun the mola kosher shechayiv, the whole worm yechayiv, mishum shik biyosei. Alma ber yasur bechoshu. Avolav the nevela leka lechiyubim mishum ber the mishkish nifris, roi sole Hashem nevela. Hilkach alav the nevela lechayiv, ad kizayis. Vako ponim katonim mi, vago lemni, betori bechayiv bechoshu. So, Kitzer, the last part was, if it's a temeya, oif temeya, that's called the beria, and then yechayiv, bein b'misosa, bein b'chayiv b'choshu. But I call upon him, the ratio says clearly, by an oif, by tzipa tera, that yechayiv with a koshu, is the clear as nis, eivim and achay, on a koshu. So Moses says, hokinami b'mashu, b'otzik, yidim v'yatzam, it's could be the same terrors. It doesn't mean yet a koshu of the tzipa, but it means together there was a kezayis, so it was only a mashu of basa, but it was made up of basa of yatsamis. That's why the chayiv, there's a kezayis, the kitzer of the eva min hachay. Now Rashi explains here, lechur the kashu is, if you say by oif tineya, yichayiv with a koshu, because it's kibriyos, it's a hoberya, so why don't you have the same swan, a tzipa teira, say the same thing, you should be chayiv on a koshu, because it's a briyosay. So Rashi says the briyosa means as soon as the creator had this iser on it. So as the tzipa tamei, as soon as it was created, it had the iser tzipa tamei on it. But a tzipa tamei, when it was first created, it has no iserim on it. The iser nevela is only chal later after it dies. So therefore, the iser nevela is not called a beria. Therefore, the Rashi says that you eat a kezayis of it, you eat a yechayif. So it's only after the iser ebim minachay shaboy. So that you only chayiv if you eat a kezayis, unless you say eivim minachay is chayiv without a kezayis. Now the Gemara answers no. But talking about now, we have a kezayis of the bosa gidim yatsamis. Tashma, come in here. It says not out tzipa shame by kezayis v'yochlu. If you take a tzipa or a bird that doesn't have a kezayis and eat it, so Rebbe holds your poiter. Talking about a tzipa tahira. So Rashi in the forest we also the ksava ein eivim minachay b'shleimo. To love Eva Mikri, it's not called an Eva. So if you eat the whole tzipor, the best now the Kazayis, eat it, Rebbe holds your potter. There's no Yisayva Menachai over here. If we have Lezer Rebbe Shimon Menachai, he holds no Yichai, because he holds there isn't Yisayva Menachai over here. Omer Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Shimon says, Kal Bechayma, Al Eva Mimenachai Vivyachai, for an Eva Shaboy, Akulu Lekoshkin, if you eat the whole tzipor Torah, Avadi should be Chayif. Akoponim see clearly on a shleim yod yichayiv, even though there's no kezayis. Rashi the blazer of Shimon mechayiv the ksav a shleim and the chayiv and menachay godum is there or beiv or loydini kezayis. Maybe you don't have a kezayis. So who you see that's the machlekes over here. And even Rebbe that preaches, he's only part this because there's no din eiv menachay and a shleim on the whole bird. But mashm of an eiv shabay there would be an aveira even though there's no kezayis. So who you see here again, you do not need a kezayis to be over the Yisrael of Eva Menachai. What's going to be chonko? Let's say you choke it to death. The yochel then eat from it. So there's no chonko of yochel. Let's just ain't kanel and now there's only Yisrael nevela. The nevela le mechayim mishrim beria. On the nevela there's no Yisrael of beria we had before. And therefore you have to have a kezayis binan. Chonko the yochel divri hako because everybody holds you on the chayim with the kezayis. Because and when it comes to Nevela, it's not a Din Beri anymore, and there's no Yosef in Menachai anymore, so now you only have Yidi Kezayis. But I call upon him, Ad, can up until now, literally, you didn't argue. Ela the masav of the chayel yavor my medes. The one that says the chayev if eat the whole thing and kazan apokus mikazayis, because even when the animal is alive, it has a lachal yavor my medes. As if we see each aver by itself, so there's an is aver and a chaychal on it. Or masav and now the chayel alav yavor my medes. The reason why Rebbe says you're proud to eat this old tzipor, because he knows when it's alive, we don't look at each aver by itself. It's not called the yavor my medes. Therefore, there's no yes avim and a chaychal upon it. But I call upon him the kuliyam. Everybody agrees with me, or lebini kazayis, that when there is an yes avim and a chaychal, you do not have to have a kazayis. So the kashrut we said before we said that Rav says if you ochel avim and a chay, you only chayv if you have a kazayis. And the other chutz mashm again that you chayv avim and a chay even without a kazayis. So the answer is Amar Rav Nachman. Here the ikat place Rav Nachman answered and said Amar Rav Nachman. That's what it says, Yeda Mashu of this bird, it means a Mashu, a little bit of its Bosso. The Enechnami, there was a Kzayis worth which was made up from the Gidim and the Yatsamas. So, as the Kasha, me, Kamid is anything, to the Kula, less for Kzayis Bosso. And the whole bird, there's no Kzayis Bosso. But if a chad aver is by kezayis b'mashu b'osa gidim atzomis, but in one aver shaboy, you'd be chayiv here, because there is a kezayis worth of gidim atzomis, not one aver, like what kind of bird is this? In the whole thing there's no kezayis b'osa, but in one aver there is a kezayis of b'osa gidim atzomis, it doesn't make sense? So my answer is, I'm Rav Shavuya in, yes, for Kalnisa. There's this bird, the Kalnisa, Rashi says, if Tami who? When he the lack is in the veil of pokos mikazayis, but it's the tome me wiko, the berry he. So this bird, kalnisa, is there has a lot of bones to it, and very little meat. Rashi said the kuli lack mikazayis bosa vu gadol sheba achas mevorit ikut mikazayis b'mashu bosa nimet tomes. That he has such a bird that is a very skinny bird, has no meat, is mainly bones. Moses says, if so, Amos said, what does Amos say? Chonko, if you strangled it, for yochle then yeh from it, divri hako, but then everybody holds yichai the kazayis. So Chur has a din novel announced, he has to eat the kazayis of the boso. I boko me, so I've tummy you. It's a knife tummy. Rashi, and he, the lek, is a novel of prochus in the kazayis, but it's the tmeya miwika, the berry he. So the chura, as berry should be chayiv, if it's a behemoth tmeya, it's an issa berry on it. So even without a kazayis, also should be chayiv. Why does it say here, you have to have a kazayis? To have a kazayis, if it's a knife tmeya, so after you killed it and you go to eat it, the avera is as life tmeya. So even without a kazayis, it's a berry, everybody holds you chayiv on that. And the Gemara, that's what's kasha, but kanisa oif tamihu, v'yom rav. Tumeya bein b'chayah bein b'misasa b'mashu. If you eat a knife tumeya, whether it's alive or whether it's dead, it doesn't make enough kamina. It's called the barrier yichayv and a mashu. So why do you say you have to have a kazayis? So when it says enechnami ela kain kol nisa, he didn't mean to say the bird the kal nisa. He meant to say a bird a knife tall like it, which is very lean. There's very little meat to it. It's mainly made of bones. Such a knife like that. So if you eat the whole thing, since there's no kezayis basar in it, therefore you're not chayif. On my Rav, whoever says, Im Tim Tzlem, if you want to tell me, that Sova Rebbe holds, Mach Shebes Oichlin, Shemo Mach Shovo, when you have Mach Shovo on an Oichot Tidit, that makes it into an Oichot. Vashez Tim Tzlem, B'yechon Midvoro, Shere, find one of the things that Rebbe said, that the Soma Machsheva Seichlin, that in Chishuv you have in mind Tidit, it's called a Machsheva. So, what would be then? Chishuv Lochlo Aver Aver, you had in mind Tidit every limb separately of this animal. Vyochlo Kulin, you ended up eating the whole animal together. Chayiv and Echnami, then the Maisi would be Chayiv. Because since you had a mind to each one separately, Aver, as she says, Goli died to you, showed us, to Aver Memedis, this animal's able to cut up into pieces. V'chiyochle Shlem, when you ate the whole thing, Nami, Aver Karina Be'avad, there would be Chalavad Yishrem Aver on it, that there would be the Yisr Aver Menachai on it. Even though before we said a Svara, that Rebbe says, Yepotah, because he doesn't know Averim. Be'im Aver Memedis, That's only if you don't have machshava. But if you have machshava to eat the evor and the limb separately, and even though you change your mind later, like you ate the whole thing together, the machshava made it levor and you'll be chayy for Yisrael from Menachai. Oh, Malay Abai Abai says, or me, you can meet you do anything. Dilu ocholei ech achar le mechayiv. If somebody else would have ate this bird, you tell me you would not be chayiv. Because if somebody else is not called an aver, it's called kulein, a Rebbe yells your potter. If you take a tzipor that doesn't have the kezayis of Boston, eat it, according to Rebbe, your potter. So if somebody else that didn't have machshava to eat it, the avorim, he'd be potter. The ocholei hai mechayiv, now this person eats it, you chayiv, like how do you have that? They're both Jews, how do you have this? So and somebody else eats it, you are chayiv. Or Malay, what's the bikasha? Zelefi machshav. So the zelefi machshav, that's not a bikasha. Each one goes according to his machshava. This person was megaladat that he wants to eat pieces. So therefore, each piece is called an eved menachai. It has a locher on it. But the other one does not megaladas of him, taka doesn't have a lock of evorim. Therefore, there's no way save him in a chai. It's only as the boss of Shaboy, so you have to have a kazayis. The Yama Rabbi says, in Tinslan, if you want to tell me that Sava Reb loves Reb Rebbe Shimon, loves Reb Shimon holds that Machshava is Oichlin, Shimon Machshava. The Machshava food is called Machshava, Shimon Machshava. Here's so, Chishav Ochloi Mesa. You had a mind, Tidit. After a diet, look what it says. You go with diet, the bechayim. It's not levor memedis. You only had mind to do after a diet. Chisav loch lemesa, v'yoch lechayim. Now yedu when it was alive, potter. You'll be potter. There's no yisrael from a chay. So since you don't have a kazayis in it right now, you'll be potter. Omele abaye abaye yeskan this. A mi yikam midu dila loch leyacha. Somebody else would eat it. He would have machshav to eat it separately. Or the grain now stam evor stam is levor memedis. He would have been Mechai if Eivim and Achai. The Yochol Lehai, now this person eats and he had Machshavah Tidid only Liacha Misa. So he was Megaladas, he doesn't have a mind Tidid Leivorim. He's going to be Potter. Omele, yes. Zelefi Machshavah, Zelefi Machshavah, Senekashto. Each one goes according to his Machshavah. After you say Eivim and Achai Shabbat, you be Chayav could be without a Kazayis. Those like we had before, even if they don't need a Kazayis, but the Kazayis could be made up from the Gidim and Yatsamas also. But if you had a mind teetered only after it's dead, not after the Evorim Shaboy, then you have to come on teeting after Issa Nevela Shaboy, after Issa Temeya Shaboy, then you have to have all Kazayis. If you don't have a Kazayis, you'll be Potter. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Loi Toichlo HaNefesh Shema Bosa. When the Pasuk says, don't eat the Nefesh Shema Bosa, meaning to say, Zereva Menachai, that calls them on the Nefesh, calls them on the animals alive, you're not allowed to eat from it. Then the Pasuk says, "Ubosa baso de treifa loy toichlu zebosa min achai ubosa min atreifa." The second Pasuk talking about bosa min achai. The first one is avi. You take out a whole limb from the animal. Then the second Pasuk is bosa min achai. You don't take a whole limb. You just take some meat from it. Bosa min achai. Ubosa min atreifa. So love on that also. Two separate lavim. And we have before nafkaminas that as bosom in a chai, you have to have a kazayis bosom. But as avim in a chai, even if you only need a kazayis, it's enough to have the atzomas negidim to make up the kazayis. Now, Reb Shimon Malokish Omar, loy toichal ha nefeshim ha bosish, nish not eat the nefeshim ha bosor, that goes on avim in a chai, or bosom in a chai, goes on both of them, the same person, there's no difference, they're both the same lav. Avim in a chai and bosom in a chai. Or bosom basa the treifel etoichlu, ze bosom in a treifa. That goes on bosom in a treifa. Now the Gemara says nafkamina. What's going to be ochal? Somebody eats eva min achai or bosom in a chai. Eats both. Eats. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Again, so what's going to be if ochal somebody eats eva min achai or bosom min achai? So Rabbi Yochanan chayiv shtayim. Rashi says because the two separate lavim. V'yafa gaviu no de bechod achilo bechod asro achinu yedim one time with one hasro, still you chayiv twice because there's two different sukkim. But le Rabbi Shimon,
according to Rishim Melokish, Shein Achai Velo'achas, since they're both from the same Pesach, Eivu Menachai and Bosa Menachai, since it's one Asura and one Achid, you only have one Malkus. What's going to be Ochal Bosa Menachai, Yetza meat from Achai, or Bosa Menachreifa? If the animal died from a Treifa, or even the animal is alive, it hasn't been Treifa on it, he ate Bosa Menachreifa. What's going to be the Locho? So the Rishim Melokish Chayiv Stein, because according to him, the two separate loves over here. But Rabbi Yechon and the Chayiv Velo'achas, according to Rabbi Yechon, you only Chayiv once. What's going to be Ochal, because it's one love. What's going to be Ochal Eva min Achai u'bosa min Atreifa? He ate a piece of Eva min Achai and he also ate a piece of meat from a Atreifa. And if we are called Chayiv Shtam, because everybody Chayiv twice, the two separate love him, he'd be Chayiv twice. Moritz Akash Raminu, I have a question over here.